Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 48 for Friday, March 20th, 2015.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Fatbike.com's Radio Music Hall, we present A Weekly Dose of Fat with those two cats from the upper stratosphere, Sven and Gomez.
Falling from the stratosphere to the table across from mi amigo Sven.
Welcome to the radio program, peoples. 1 month shy of a year all up in here.
1 year.
Show number 48.
Show number 48.
And
four dozen shows.
We've got JK living straight from not one, but 2.5 St. Paddy's Day ride celebrations.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to the show.
The body is ow.
I'm all like, ow.
Our show is sponsored by Surly. You know Surly makes cool steel bikes. But did you know that you can save 150 clams off one of their fun machines till the end of March? Check out their superfan coupon at surlybikes.com.
We'll even have a picture of it on the show notes. So, JK, what do we got going on the show today?
On this week's shoe, our special guest is Pugsley World Champion Jeff O'Gara. We come to the season finale of Fatbike.com's Adulterama, Beards and Beer. We talk about the cure for mud season, and we take calls from the front lines of fat bike fun right here on the studio switchboard. That number is 818-918-2453.
Our automated attendant, Ms. Filet Mignon, will take your calls at 818-918-2453. She's tasty.
Tasty. Hey, this week's Beards and Beers, sponsored by Uncle Dick's Bead Slip. So each of our call-in guests will receive a tin of Uncle Dick's special sauce.
Bead Slip.
So I guess the beer segment is cleaning out the studio fridge, because I'm just sticking with the fluffer beer. I brought some Modelos over. I brought a five-pack of Modelos. This is a good can of beer.
Did we have Inversion on the show yet? I know we've had Modelo on the show.
I think that was one of our, that was the fluffer beer from last week.
Yeah, I don't think we actually had it as a show sponsor or featured beer. But we did we have the Nooner? We had the Nooner.
Yes.
Okay.
The Nooner Pilsner from Sierra Nevada.
So we're just cleaning out old stock.
Cleaning out the fridge and making room for beer when Uncle Dick comes next time and brings us beer.
Well, that's the fucking way she goes, boys.
There she goes.
Clink.
Clink.
To Schutz Brewery, Inversion IPA.
I just saw them on North Avenue here in Fair Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Delivery truck over by East Side. So I'm curious as to what place over there, Hotch or Schoolyard or something. I think it's one of those two, but I got to investigate.
Somebody's got to the Schutz. Yep.
So after a little beach ride on Sunday, I came and watched you two
prancing around
just your stuff on the
like a couple of ballerinas on the
beer
catwalk.
Beard catwalk. The beard arenas.
We specifically didn't compete in the same category just so there wouldn't be any hard feelings.
And Sven and his rookie, his debut takes Fourth place.
I guess so. Although I didn't know at the day of the show.
I burp and say huzzah to that.
Huzzah. See, at the day of the show, they only went through the top three who were podium finishers, and it took until actually today before I knew. Everybody's like, how'd you do? I go, I wasn't in the top three. You know, there was 20 plus people, 22 or something. There was
Get used to it. It was the largest. No matter what.
And JK, where'd you come in? You had 8 in your class, right?
I had 8. And I came in fifth. Fifth, I tell you.
Uh-huh. It's because
there's shenanigans in the,
in
the air. I told you.
It's a good time, though, then.
Product. We're going to introduce some products.
I'm thinking Tweed next year.
Well, the previous year I had won the, or they created a what WTF, what the fuck, category. So first in that, because I had the monkey tail that went all over the head.
Yeah, they just
they didn't know what to do with
they needed
that.
They need a what, not DNF, what's the other one, the off the back one?
Oh yeah.
Dead last.
DFL.
Oh, that's, yeah, it.
Yeah,
I'm very familiar with those.
Having done it twice in the Mario Kart event, as far as I remember.
Yes.
It was packed, and we met some cool people, and there were beards there that, oh my lord, looked like some guy was a young man when he started that.
Yeah, freestyle beard. Was, what's his face? Cactus, Brian Cactus from Cactus Brothers band.
Freestyle.
Yeah, the phew, phew, phew. Yeah.
So do you?
I'm painting the word picture, everybody.
You know, do you think our listeners would buy beard product from us now that we've been competitors?
Professional
beard
show dogs competitors.
We know what we're using.
We know what classical freestyle as long rules as apply. Mean
as long as you don't want to finish in the top three, I think you're good.
Yeah,
that's right.
We've got people that want to help us make beard product. So yeah.
So if you're interested in buying like Sven and Uncle Gomez's beard gooch
super
beard grease.
Oh, I can see a session of making names up for this stuff.
Oh yeah.
Beard grease. So we could get that done. If you think that's something worthwhile, you should probably send us a note so we don't just do it and then use it all on our own faces.
Yeah. I think I have a bottle that I bought that should last me until in a box. So you, my friend, have an ice beard contest.
Yes, I do.
Going on right now.
We do.
The end of the month.
That's all of our that's contest for everybody.
Really?
Yeah. You know, send in a picture of your ice beard. We've got Surly rims. We've got Surly Nate tires. Last week you brought us a Vibe flask and a flask holder, so we can even have a third place in this contest. You got till March 31st, so getting down to the wire.
And you don't have to be, you know, this could be from 10 years ago.
Yeah, it could be from your freezer. However you want to do it, as long as it's a frozen beard. Don't forget, Whiskerinas can be doing this too.
True that, yo.
There was 8 Whiskerinas at the beard comp.
Yeah.
Minus your chickie, because she didn't even go. I got a great picture of her, by the way. Yep.
Well, I'm just in costume. I'm not really competing.
We're going to be right back with Pugs League World Champion Jeff O'Gara right after a word from our sponsors.
Based in Harrisonburg, Virginia, Wanderlust creates lightweight, durable, and high-quality custom frame bags and bikepacking gear. Whether you're looking to get the weight off your back for epic day rides or gearing up for the Great Divide, Wanderlust can help outfit your bike. Visit wanderlust-gear.com for more information and online ordering.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
All right. Hey, for our radio guests that don't know who we're yapping with right now, this is the 2015 Pugsley World Champion, Mr. Jeff O'Gara.
Yeah, welcome to the show, Jeff.
Woo, yeah. Thanks for having me.
You know,
great honor.
Congratulations on becoming PWC. Who did you have to beat to get that? Or, you know, what did you have to do to achieve this level of glory?
Oh, I had to beat the great Chad. You all know Chad.
We know Chad.
Oh yeah.
He was my main competition. Dave, as we all know, Dave Lunds. He apparently can't jump worth a shit. Sorry, Dave. I know I've seen pictures of you jumping on the coast of the Great Lakes, but I don't know. I think that might be photoshopped.
I think that both Dave and Chad are going to come and throw the gauntlet down for some sort of a recount. Like, no, you did it.
You did it.
So
I thought they might actually be in the studio.
No, they're not here, but they're allegedly going to call in. We'll see. So is it true?
I hope they're listening.
Is it true that Chewy found you as an infant being raised only by a family of badgers?
Well, I am from Wisconsin, and there are badgers in Wisconsin, supposedly, but I only saw my first Badger when I moved to Iowa, so I'm not exactly sure.
But. Well, some of the Badgers are seeded number one in that dang old round ball tournament they're doing right now.
Yeah. You know, I don't really pay attention to that too awfully much, but I did notice that.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's a basketball state, but I guess it is now.
It is once they're number one seeded, then everybody comes and gets onto that old wagon that's running down the road.
Exactly.
So did you use a special rig for the Pugsley World Championships? I understood you weren't riding your normal Wiseman single speed. Did you get a special bike to help you achieve your glory days?
I did. I got a very special bike from Eric Sovereign of Surly Bicycles. I believe it was a quadruple extra large Moon Man. Not a Moon Man.
Moonlander.
Ice cream truck. Moonlander. No, he's got an ice cream truck now. He's got an ice cream truck.
Stop him when he's passing by.
It was like, you know, he's 6'7" or so, I guess. And so I thought that would be a great thing to jump. The bigger, the better, right?
It must have been good enough for the victory.
See, as I'm like 5'6", you know, I think the, you know, I had a handicap, you know, Chad and Dave. So.
Just to make it interesting. So, you know, you were riding Eric Sovereign's bike. Have you ever thought about riding around on Sob's shoulders and ruling Decora like Master Blaster in the Major Motion Picture Thunderdome?
Starring Mel Gibson as Mad Max.
Big, but I'm not that small.
We could CG that in, man. It'll be perfect. Or you could just put your knee in a big sock and we'll put fake shoes
That'd be
on your
way
knees.
Too high off the ground. I'd be afraid being that high off the ground.
I would recommend both of you wear a helmet.
Yeah, very good idea. So since the Pugsley World Champion invents the feats of strength and shenanigans for next year's race, maybe Thunderdome would be a good place to start. Do you have any advice to say, you know, for someone out there among our listeners that want to walk in your footsteps and wield the PWC axe as supreme ruler of chaos?
Yeah, pretty much don't plan for anything and just do what comes about.
Yeah, I think at the, you know, at the past events, you didn't really know what those feats of strength were, and, you know, being agile on your bike and just having fun is the way to go.
I didn't even really plan to necessarily do it so much, but it just kind of came about. It looked fun, and we thought, what the hell?
Well, I think we've got a couple of callers on the line.
Oh, should we take a caller?
Welcome to the radio program, caller. You're on the line with Pugsley World Champion Jeff O'Gara. Who are we talking to?
Do you mean the de facto cheater Pugsley World Champion Jeff O'Gara?
Dave! It's Dave!
Is that it?
Dave is on the line.
Yeah, you outjumped the fucking 200-pound man. Very proud of you.
Well, I know that...
Yesterday was my day, by the way.
Yeah, no, it was Justin Timberline's day. I don't know why you guys are dressed up in green to celebrate my bike's birthday, but, you know, whatever.
I know Dave's been working hard for that 200-plus mark so he can be in the Clydesdale jumping class.
That's right. Maybe that's why I break frames. I don't know.
Maybe.
So, Dave, you advocate for your boyfriend Chad winning the Pugsley World Championship, correct?
Yeah, I do. But after talking to him, you don't seem to care too much about it. So now maybe I don't anymore. I don't know. it would advance my position one more, but that doesn't make me the winner. So it doesn't really matter that much to me.
I see.
Well, how many more people should we invite to this party?
Well, we should get Chad in here if we can.
Yeah, Chad. Chad?
Well, right now we've...
I told him to call.
We just added caller number three to the chaos.
Dave, call your boyfriend up.
I can hear you, Spinner. How's it going? Spinner's on the line.
Am I on? Am I fucking finally on? I've been sitting here listening for a long time.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
Spinner's in the house. Threesome. Conference call. All you know is Chewy and Chad and maybe Sovereign, and it's a freaking party.
Well, sure, I can run to Sovereign's house and kick him in the nuts, and we'll get him on the phone.
There you go.
Do you kick that high?
that you're right. That
he's going to kick bombers in the nights. Nuts, you got to kick pretty high.
You got to take a step ladder over for that?
Yeah, bring a step stool.
I happen to have one in my garage.
So, Spinner, I know you were up at the Fat Bike Berkey. Do you have a question for our newly crowned Pugsley World Champion, Mr. Jeff O'Gara?
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be good. I can't wait.
Yeah. How's that axe feel? Is it heavy? There was a rule that you had to be taller than the axe. Did anybody tell you that?
Yeah. It barely comes up to the bottom of my sack.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be the first time there was nut sacks on that axe.
Yeah. I have a horrible memory of your nut sack being on that, like right on the top.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if I want to win that anymore.
As soon as I won it, I busted it, I think, on a PBR can. Yeah, it's at the cellar still. I haven't picked it up from that night. Still, I'm hoping Benji will put it on the wall.
That's a good place
Lars,
for it.
Lars just said he was in the cellar last night, and he was wielding it around. So it is still at the cellar.
So, all right.
It's still functional.
I think we can add one more to the chaos.
Hopefully it's Chad. Who's the new caller?
Hey, what's happening?
Ah, Chad's on the line.
Oh! Chadley. How's it going, Jeff?
Chadwick.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, man. You taking care of that axe? The real champion, Chad Wilson.
Oh! So, Chad, you are throwing the gauntlet down, and you are saying that you are the real Pugsley World Champion?
One would say yes. I believe Chewy said it best in the beginning of the race, that you will get nothing if you do not do at least one lap around Dunnings.
Oh,
that was the deal. One for the axe, two for the
So
money.
Now not only did you just throw the gauntlet down on O'Gara, but you also just called Chewy a liar. Chad.
Well, you know... Not everybody can have a good time and ride their bike. Some people have to be social director, I'll have you know.
Yeah.
Did you eat one of my brats? Did you eat one of my brats?
Oh.
That's
a rather personal question.
Did you drink one of my beers?
Yeah, so, I drank one of your beer and some of your apple pie moonshine.
Let me just call order here, and I just...
That was Chewy.
I want to.
Can I win again? Okay. We just say every fuck you, everybody. I win.
All right. All right. Quiet. Quiet. Quiet.
Class.
So I just want Spinner to give O'Gara some ex Pugsley World Champion to current Pugsley World Champion advice on how to handle upstarts like Dave the Puck Lunds and Mr. Chad Wilson, runner-up. I mean, in Miss America, they have the runner-up, and in the case of Miss America not being able to fulfill her duties, maybe that's Chad's role. But how, you know, Spinner, maybe you got some advice for this.
The only advice that I can say that I have done is get really fucking drunk, and I'm sure Jeff did is get really fucking drunk, and I have no doubt that Dave got really fucking drunk. I don't know what I don't know where he fucked up. I don't know where he screwed that up. I'm sure there was no sobriety in anybody. So the drunkest guy wins. I don't know how that works.
All right.
I thought that's what it was going to be. I was working for that all day. Actually, I thought that was the competition.
All right.
I had to jump over.
Maybe Chad didn't drink enough. Chad probably didn't drink enough.
He was riding his bike a lot. So that's
so he's got that going for him.
I put the damper on drinking a lot.
There's your downfall right there.
Yeah.
Chad rode his bike too much.
Maybe Chad, you should be a social director.
Yeah. Second place as social director.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
That would be interesting.
I'm an adult. I have kids. I'm not sure about that.
All right, guys. We've got another caller on the line. I'm going to let Chad and Dave go. And...
Oh, you're Chewy.
Oh, boy. Maybe I'm not letting them go yet. Hold on a second, fellas. Hello, new caller. How are you doing today?
Hey, how you doing? This is Bill from Grand Rapids, Michigan. How's everybody doing?
Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show. We've got chaos going unabated here today with Jeff O'Gara, the current Pugsley World Champion, Pugsley World Champion, Chad, wannabe World Champion, and Dave, who's currently muted because all he can do is listen to the show.
Dave, who will never be Pugsley World Champion. Never's a long time, though. So maybe next year. Who knows? It could happen, Dave. So, Bill, hang on the line and let us figure out what we're doing with this Pugsley World Champion segment, and then we will take your question. How's that sound?
Awesome.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, I want to enter the lightning round with Mr. O'Gara.
Oh, right on.
How's that sound?
That sounds good. The lightning round.
That bell means now that we have entered the lightning round of the interview.
Please, Mr. O'Gara, please answer the following five questions quickly, starting with chiffon or sponge cake?
They both suck.
SRAM or Shimano?
SRAM.
He-Man or Skeletor?
They're both pretty badass, actually.
He goes, he's totally both ways on He-Man and Skeletor.
That sounded like Pat Miller High Life or Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Ooh.
Oh. So who is the best bike mechanic that you know, and what shop do they work out of?
You're about to offend a shit ton of people.
My garage at 406 Mechanic Street.
Jeff O'Gara is his own best mechanic. And finally, Jeff, Thelma.
Well, when you ride single speeds, you don't got to worry about derailleurs. You know, I can't deal with that shit. So.
Yeah, I hear you. Final one, Thelma or Louise?
How about both at the same time?
Yeah,
right when they're going over the cliff, man.
I would always go with Thelma, though. That's Susan Sarandon, right?
I haven't watched that in 20 years plus.
A friend comes in handy.
So, muchísimas gracias for being our special guest. So, do you want to hang out and hang out on the couch while we bring in other guests, or do you have to go?
No, we're just kind of loading up our trailer for our trip tomorrow and kind of drinking beer out in my driveway right now, actually.
You guys are heading down to Asheville. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to Asheville tomorrow morning, picking up Spinner on the way.
Hey, you guys know Dave's laid off for a couple of weeks, so maybe he can join you.
Ooh, what a troublemaker.
Mr. Puck is laid off, Dave Lunds, for a couple of weeks here.
We're swinging through the area.
Well.
Yeah, if you can make it to Madison, I'll haul your ass the rest of the way.
There you go. I went on a trip with him for a couple of weeks down that way many years ago, and it was one of the best trips ever. There's some awesome riding down there.
Yeah, David fit right in down there in the redneck south. He'll talk his way right out of
the
ticket.
We're trained well in the great state of Wisconsin.
No doubt. All right, guys. I think we're going to say goodbye to Spinner and Chad and Dave. And if you want, hang on the line there, Jeff. And we are going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and take a question.
From Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
All right. We have a caller on the line, Bill from Grand Rapids. How are you, Bill?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're having fun here this evening with the Pugsley World Champion, Jeff O'Gara. He's going to hang out on the line with us and, you know, maybe give it input. We'll see what happens.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, Bill, you had a question for us, right?
Yeah. I'm a fat bike virgin. And I sent you an email earlier today, and I'm a 45-year-old wanting to commute, do some trail riding around Michigan, and maybe some winter riding. You know, my question is you know, with $2,500 to spend, what fat bike would you get and why?
Wow. That's a tough question because there's a lot of good bikes in that range. I think for me, it comes down to what am I going to do with it? Am I more primarily trail? Am I going to be riding beach? Is it trying to be a one bike fits all?
And the other thing that plays into that is what's really available. And at a place that you want to buy a bike from, Now, you're in Grand Rapids. There's some great shops there, but there are just certain things that are available on the internet that a person in the Great Lakes region will not be able to touch, like a Scott fat bike. You would have to turn yourself inside out to actually get one of those at your location.
Right, yeah, or Norco or any of the, there's a lot of bikes that are really good bikes, but just simply not available in our market.
Right. Even a Rocky Mountain probably would be difficult to get their hands
on. You bet. So, Bill, do you anticipate riding in really soft conditions like the beach or ungroomed trails? Or are you pretty much considering you're going to be on groomed trails in the winter, mostly commuting, mostly dirt trails in the summer?
You know, that I would probably be doing mostly commuting, groomed trails, and, you know, I would say, you know, sand. It gets kind of sandy in some of these areas. I wouldn't say sand would be probably a lot. So I would say, yeah, commuting most of the time, doing some trail riding, and then getting out in the winter and running. They've even got some fat bike trails around here in certain areas. So.
And Grand Rapids is very close to Grand Haven, which has world-class beach riding.
You bet. Yeah.
So even if you don't think that you would do it, it's right there, and it's really a fun thing to do. So, how much do you weigh?
You know, I'll throw that in there, but I weigh about 235.
Okay.
So okay.
I
was trying to drill down to whether we were going to talk about a 4-inch or a 5-inch fat bike, but now I'm going to say definitely a 5-inch. So you're looking at Salsa Blackboro, you're looking at Ice Cream Truck, you're looking at Moonlander, you're looking at something with a 5-inch tire, simply because you get a little bit more weight, you know, dispersion with that big of a tire.
Specialized Fat Boy.
Fat Boy.
Kona Woe. As long as you think you'll never go to a suspension for it, because the Woe doesn't have a tapered headset. But those are all, and a lot of the bikes that we're saying, that we're suggesting, are just a little bit north of $2,500. The Specialized definitely gets you into a bike for $2,500. But the Expert, with the level that I'm talking about that I think that you should go for, is probably about $2,800.
Yeah, I think a big thing for me when you start getting a little more expensive is if you go down a little bit below 25, a lot of manufacturers are speccing tires that are less than the best tire, just to cut pricing and get them below, you know, 2,500, say the $2,200 range. You're going to go out and buy some Big Fat Larry's or some Bud and Lou combo. You're going to spend an extra $300 anyway. So if you're looking at bikes that have good tires to start, I think that would be a way that you're not going to have to upgrade immediately, just because, you know, tires are one of the most important parts of the bike.
What do you guys think of the Fatback?
Oh, I ride a Fatback, so an aluminum Fatback would be a great bicycle. I don't think that you'll quite get it for $2,500, though.
I got a guy down here that he said that we should come close to 25 with the aluminum Fatback.
See what he's doing for tires, because if you compromise on the tires, I think it's going to compromise the ride a little bit.
Tires are a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, you know, those guys tried to do a tire and they did a good job for what they had to work with. But in the end, they decided that there were better options and it wasn't worth their time to make their own tire. So
there's a great Fatback dealer right in Grand Rapids called Central District Cyclery. And I believe that Nate.
That's exactly where I was, man.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Nate's the man.
Exactly,
you know, it all comes down to you dealing with your local guy, and Nate is an awesome dude. We've ridden with him.
Oh yeah,
and you know he's gonna kind of get a better picture of you as a rider and what you want to do. And I think the recommendation that he makes is going to be pretty good, I would say.
And that bike is a 190 rear end.
It's funny you guys say that, because that's exactly who I was talking to today with Nate.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
that's one of the things is when I say look at what's available is. Then I say, where's your local bike shop? Who do you actually want to service that bike after the sale?
Right.
Because if you ride this bike in the slop, things are going to wear out. Things are going to need to be fixed. So you're going to want a dealer that is going to stand behind their product. And I think you're on the right track there.
Okay. So if Nate was able to get that price in with the Specialized Fat Boy, would you take the Fat back over the Fat Boy?
I would personally, yes.
Yeah, it's a tough call. I think the Fatback's just a little bit more angled towards soft condition stuff, and the Fat Boy might be a little more angled towards trail riding, but they're awful close. And that One of the most enjoyable bikes I've ridden is Gomez's Fatback, and it's too big for me, and I still think it's a great bike.
But those specialized ground control tires sure are nice. Those are a very good set of tires on the Specialized.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, happy shopping, dude. And say hi to Nate for us.
Thanks a lot, man. I will. I'll tell him.
Cool, dude.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
What do you think, Jeff? Somebody's looking for a $2,500 fat bike.
Jeff has left the building.
I had to take it out of speakerphone. Because Captain's here. Captain and Lars are here, so if I'm just talking, they're kind of bored. So I put it on speakerphone so they can be part of the deal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, the captain's north of 200 pounds.
Oh, fast boy.
Ask the captain what he likes. He's north of 200 pounds for sure.
The captain and Lars are both over 200 pounds, yeah. Do I hear from them?
Sure, let's hear from them.
Okay, I'll give you the captain first and then Lars. Now here's the captain.
What's up?
Hey, Captain, how you doing?
I'm good.
We just had Bill on the line. He was talking about getting a fat bike. He's a virgin. He has never owned a fat bike. And he's a little bit bigger guy at 230 pounds. And we were talking about some 5-inch fat bike. What are you currently riding, Captain?
I have a Moonlander. And if he's planning on going into snow and, you know, soft conditions, it's hard to beat the Moonlander. I'm a little spoiled because I have a Krampus also, which, you know, we're taking down to North Carolina tomorrow. So, you know, I'm not trying to compromise a lot between what my trail geometry compared to my snow geometry, you know, the difference between a ice cream truck and a Moonlander, you know, whatever.
Sure.
But quite obvious. I mean, you know, he's not going to worry about being a weight weaning. You know, I need carbon reels and I got to have lightweight components. You want something that's going to last, something that's going to have to put up with your, you know, with the abuse you're going to have. It's hard to beat a Moonlander. I mean, yeah, you can get a light bike, but, you know, components and everything else.
Yep. Yeah, I think what's interesting is that, you know, you can't really have a one-size-fits-all bike. You really got to think about, like you're doing, different bikes for different conditions. So hopefully Bill is somebody that is a bike addict and has other bikes for other purposes.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the problems, you know, with the fat bike. It's like, okay, am I going to go with a, you know, more of an aggressive geometry so I can ride it during the summer or straight a handle, you know, almost like a mountain bike, or am I going to go a little more relaxed, riding in the snow and in the sand, you know, so it's all different things a person has to figure out where the old equation is, you never have enough bikes, you know, plus one.
Yeah, exactly. can you put Lars on? Let's see what Lars is riding.
Sure. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Lars. Nice. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
So have you been listening into the conversation with Bill? We were talking about...
You know, kind of what fat bike to choose. You know, I kind of went through this scenario last fall, and, you know, I rode quite a bit different fat bikes out there, and I wanted something that was, you know, winter... We don't live in a bunch of, you know, beachy, soft areas. We have winter, but, you know, I want something I can ride in the summer, too. And I ended up going with a Specialized Fat Boy.
All right.
You know, I love it. Love it in the summer. I can put my 4-inch tires on it in the summer. I can put my 5-inch tires on in the winter and get some good flotation on the snow. And I think it's a good all year round bike, unless you live in maybe some really sandy beachy areas, you maybe want something a little more suited for that. But I think it's a pretty decent bike.
Yeah, and those ground control tires, you know, man, are awesome.
Yeah, I love them. And, you know, the one thing I heard you guys talking about, spending $2,500 on a bike, and I've got the Fat Bike or the Fat Boy regular, and then I looked at the Fat Boy Expert. You know, if you really look at the specs between those, you know, the frame's the same,
right,
the cassette's the same, the derailleur's the same, the shifters are the same. pretty much the only difference is, you know, the Fat Boy has techno brakes and the Expert has Shimano brakes. And I think maybe there's different hubs on them, but really it's not all that different. And I've added extra little upgrades to my bikes, like trigger shifters and a better derailleur to make it a $2,500 bike. So I think in the end, that Fat Boy Expert, I don't know if it's really worth the extra money from the Fat Boy for what you get.
Dude, it has a Batmobile personally. Paint job.
Well, it does. That's a, if you're an Iowa Hawkeye fan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, black and yellow.
All right.
But hey. No, I think they're solid bikes. But, yeah. I'll turn it back over to Jeff.
Okay, yeah, we've got another caller on the line. We're going to just jump right into that. Give us just a second here.
Hey, welcome to the show. Who do we have on the line?
Oh, this is Chris Daisy from Zion Cyclery.
Chris Dizzle Daisy, our musical director.
Daisy.
Yeah, buddy.
What's up, fellas?
I'm looking at Gomez wearing
this
one of your...
video calling thing seems to be working.
That's yeah.
Sweet.
Sort of. I'm looking at Gomez wearing one of your artistic pieces on the Snow Enduro t-shirt. That is kick-ass.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm rocking your shirt,
spare yeah. time. I like to draw stuff for y'all.
Yeah, good job, man. We have Jeff O'Gara, Pugsley World Champion, lurking in the background. So if you hear some grunts or groans, it could be Jeff giving us a little opinion. But you got an event coming up down there.
Yeah, the Big Fish Beach Ride.
Why is it named the Big Fish Beach Ride?
Well, we were trying to land a really big fish to come ride with us, and said big fish happened to have a newborn baby.
Baby.
And so his schedule booked up pretty quickly. But it's not to say that we won't have him in the future, and as soon as that happens, oh yes, we'll have another ride.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'm a pretty big fish. I'm coming.
The Pugsley World Champion did not have a new... I got no new baby.
No what? New baby. You got to come down and ride the beaches.
No new baby.
The
no,
Zion beaches
you're
are...
No, new baby here.
You're probably not 60 years old, though.
Oh, no.
That's the only hint I'm going to drop right now.
I have a new baby with a
30%. Of wow. mountain bike sales will be fat bikes.
we'll leave it there.
He's a 60-year-old man.
So, Chris.
he's a hero to many.
So, Chris, how are your beaches down your way? Ours are getting a little bit high water here. How are they doing down in Zion?
You know, it's been crazy. There's so much ice and stuff packed up all over, and it's going to be interesting to see what the sand is like and... If we get little drop-offs we can launch off of, and Lake Michigan does all kinds of crazy stuff to this beach over the winter, so kind of the purpose of this spring ride is to go check it out and go have fun on it.
And we're going to bus down to the Dead River and then head up north and hit up a couple of the bars that we went to at Fat Camp, right?
Yeah, seeing as the weather will be a little bit warmer, we can extend our range and hit some fine establishments on this ride as opposed to just the back of my truck.
Not that that was a bad thing.
No, exactly. I think we could probably incorporate dumpsters, bars, ruins.
Flaming piles of tires.
Exactly. Now you're in the spirit of the ride, of the big fish.
Absolutely.
So what's the date of it, Chris?
That's going to be Sunday, April 12th at 2 p.m. And we'll meet right behind the shop there at Zion Cyclery.
Sounds awesome.
Nice. Will there be snacks and finger Lord's sandwiches?
We'll have sandwiches that will indeed have fingers in them.
Excellent.
And we'll provide beverages.
So are you you guys are jamming tonight? Do you have your guitar slung low around your testicles right now?
I've literally been shredding, Gomez, shredding hard.
Did you get the Joe Strummer like low down thing going?
Well, let's see, two-thirds of my band rides fat bikes currently, so that kind of counts.
Dude,
you
should be starting a new trend of like fat acid rock or something.
Zach Rock.
So are you plugged in? Can you just play us like a 15-second riff?
Oh, man. See, I could probably go do that. I snuck away into a corner of my basement since I have a lot of bandmates and three children.
No worries. I just ask for the impossible all the time.
I will send you. I'll send some music your way soon for sure, and you'll be able to throw it up there if you wish.
Killer, man.
You bet. We love your tunes, man.
We
gotta
get you down here at the. We'll get you over here at the Chateau Daisy and check out my cool basement bar, and you know, have some pops and listen to
rock. Hell's yes. Let's do that soon. I know. You know.
Absolutely.
I've been really busy through these winter months, but. My schedule slackens out.
It's opening up as
things warm up here. So,
yeah.
And I'm definitely going to your ride too. So, you know, we'll see each other then.
All right, Chris, we got to get to our links, and we're almost out of this program already.
Right on.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. We'll have a link to Chris's ride in the show notes. So if you want to join us down in Zion, check that out and join up with the guys from Zion Cyclery.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
So somewhere in here, I believe we have entered the weekly dose of fat.
We kind of slid right into it somehow. You know, as usual, we've got links from fat bike lovers around the world.
I know. Chewy sent me this one from the young lady who did her first Pugsley World Championships, and we have to do something else with her. She's if Chewy loves her, then we do too.
That's probably a pretty good recommendation.
Absolutely. And that Fatbike Adventure in the Canadian National Park sure looked good.
Yeah, that's the only national park in Canada that allows motorized travel, and these guys were riding snow machine trails, and apparently they don't have any problem with it. The snowmobile guys were welcoming them. And that's the second inversion IPA talking at you there, folks.
Hey, for once it's not me.
Oh. There's a couple 26 plus things going on. I think not only did Death Rider visit it, but I'm pretty sure we had something from Coast Kid talking about it as well.
Yeah, that's something that has been around since two frost bikes ago.
Yeah.
They showed the bike, and I'm truly intrigued by B+. I think that is going to be something that is going to kill.
B+. Not just for suspension bikes?
No, I think that it will work quite well for front suspension or rigid bikes as well. That whole idea of it still has, it's the Krampus width, but it's your straight up 29er bottom bracket height. So you're not, it doesn't raise your center of gravity up. At least that's what I'm thinking it's going to be like. That's my 26.75 plus B+ fantasy.
Yeah, you got a fantasy going on. Speaking of fantasy, your friend Sparkle with Immortalized.
Yeah, I actually have a painting of my bike.
Who did you commission?
It's Garrett Olson did the painting, and we're going to be making some stickers of Sparkle, and we got a really cool Raven sticker too. And both of those stickers will feature our new logo.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Fat chance.
Yeah, thanks for getting back in business and being rad and making cool bikes, man.
And helping us evolve our look and feel.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with change.
You bet.
And it's not like it changed that much. And I think it looks red. So now you all want to see it, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Uh-huh. Can't believe how much Bruce actually posts. Yeah, at least three or four this week again. Boy, that guy does post.
Well, all right. Do we want to talk about NABS next year?
Did we talk about NABS next year?
Nope.
It's going to be in Sacramento. February 26th and 28th. It's the second time it's been in Sacramento. It was in Sacramento in 2012.
Well, it'd be a good time to get together with the guys from Chico at Paul's.
Yeah, true. Bad.
That's not that far away.
They're all giggling. At
what
us.
What are you jerks doing over there in Iowa right now?
Oh, hold on. You can hear us?
Hold on, yes.
Hold on.
We got on speakerphone. We're just listening on speakerphone, and we're just sitting drinking in my damn driveway still.
And giving everybody a roosty.
Captain was kind of talking shit. He said something about big hands, big feet, and I said big ego, but it was going somewhere else.
Hey,
that's why we started laughing.
Well, we really appreciate you guys joining us on the show. We're going to wrap this thing up and get the hell out of here. Maybe we're going to stop at the local pubbery for a little post St. Patrick's Day massage or something like that. Thanks Liver again, massage. Jeff.
Very nice. Good talk with you guys.
All right, man.
All right, man. Hey, have a good trip. Travel safe.
Have a good trip. And we'll see if we can get Puck up there
Sounds
for you.
Good.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Very nice. We'll see you guys.
See ya. Bye.
Thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Surly had a baby, and they called it Fat Bike, sort of like the blues done got pregnant, and they named the baby Rock and Roll.
Can I get a witness?
Hallelujah!
I like Vishnu.
I like plushy time.
You know Fat Bike's got soul. Woo!
Ric Flair style.
See you next week, peoples.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.